Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I am Kelly Fitzgerald. On a recent episode of a YouTube show that I do, Things Metaphysical with Kelly and Gail, we talked about music and are briefly about music. If you want to see the show, I posted the link. I've had people ask me to expand a little bit on what we talked about. So, you know, I would jump on here and do that. Music is vibration, is frequency. Music can raise your vibration. It can also lower your vibration. So you need to use the right frequencies for the right thing. If you are feeling depressed, the last thing you want to do is listen to dark, depressing music. It will keep you at that lower frequency. I mentioned, now normally, I am an alternative rock girl. I love bands like Milky Chance and the Pixies. You know, this is not my normal. But there have been several occasions, I do animal rescue, so my house is never perfect, where someone has been on their way to my house before they call me. So I will get a call, I'll be there in 5 minutes. So I put on maybe a heavier rock metal music to help me clean my house really, really, really super fast. It's not something I do all the time. Normally, I either listen to, like I said, alternative rock, or I like classical music, I like jazz. It depends on what frame of mind I want to be in. Someone asked me about frequencies, because we really didn't go into frequencies when we were talking on the other show. So there are a bunch you can find. If you go on YouTube, you can find the frequencies that you're looking for. There's some frequencies that will promote healing. 528 is a really good one to promote healing. But there's, you know, a whole bunch of them that you can find. People always ask me about love. 528 is a good one for that as well. If you're familiar with angel numbers, you can find frequencies that match up with the angel numbers that you're looking for. Frequency 1111 is a really popular one on YouTube, but there are many, many, many others. The key is to be aware of what you're choosing to expose your vibration to. And if you're just starting out, it can be really confusing. A million years ago, when I just started out on my spiritual journey, it was all about, no, you have to listen to this. You can't listen to that. And that's not true. This is not a one-size-fits-all spirituality concept. It is just not. If you need to, you know, put on heavy metal music and clean your house like I do, do that. If you need to calm down and mellow like in the evening, I normally listen to classical music because I'm trying to wind down. You have to pick the right selections, though, because, you know, you don't want to be listening to something calm and then the next, you know, piece of music is some rousing march. Just be mindful of what you're listening to, what you are feeding yourself. That's what it comes down to. If you have questions, please reach out and ask me about them. There are some types of music I just generally don't listen to, but, you know, really the wider range of music that you listen to, the more you're exposing yourself to different vibrations, different frequencies from different types of music. Personally, I think that's a really good thing. But don't force yourself to listen to something if it's not resonating with you. That's really the key, is finding things that resonate with you. And keep in mind that you are really affecting your vibration with what you're listening. Same thing with what you're eating, what you're watching. Everything that we do as human beings impacts our vibration. So if you are one of those people I hear from all the time, and I've heard you, everyone wants to do something with candles. I'll do a video for you. If you're trying to manifest something, even if it's peace, calm, that is something that is always on my mind, you know, bringing more peace and calm into my life, then you're really going to want to seek out music that brings that into your life. Doesn't mean you have to listen to classical or you don't have to listen to frequency tones on YouTube. You can find those frequencies in any music that makes you feel good, that makes you feel calm, that makes you feel the way you're trying to feel. You know, just experiment, play around with it. It's not, there are no hard and fast rules. There really aren't. So don't make it more complicated than it has to be. Find what resonates with you. That's the main thing. You do have to keep in mind that if you're feeling really, really down, don't stay there. Sure, listen to your heartbreak songs, cry, that's great. Release, release, release. But don't stay there. Switch it up. Find something happier, something that makes you feel better. Always look for that better feeling thought. I hope this helps. If you have any questions, like I said, please reach out. For those of you who are asking, yes, I will do a video for you working with candles. Look for that on my YouTube channel. Kelly Fitzgerald Author is my YouTube channel. You can find me there. My website is Intuitive Medium, Kelly Fitzgerald. You can find me there and contact me there. I'm on Facebook. I'm on X. I'm trying to get Instagram up and going. So you can find, I'm easy to find. So thank you so much for listening. If this has been informative or helpful to you, please share it. Please comment. Please, you know, find my YouTube channel and subscribe and like that. There's a lot of great information over there. Thank you so much for listening. I will catch you next time. Bye-bye.